to turn over to Scott Burgess. Scott works with the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions, known as C2ES, to advance bipartisan climate and energy policies by researching and analyzing state and local strategies. Scott previously recruited for the Peace Corps after he served as a volunteer in South America, where he integrated environmental education into the district's school curriculum and engaged local government officials on sustainability initiatives. He holds a Master's of Public Policy from the University of Michigan and a Bachelor of Arts degree in environmental biology and psychology from the University of Colorado at Boulder. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Scott to share the new database with us.
Thanks, Emma, and thanks for everyone joining us today. Again, my name is Scott Burgess with the Center for Climate and Energy Solutions, and I'm going to talk a little bit about our efforts and views of adaptation here at C2ES and give you again a little live demo of an initiative we've been working on. Let me see if I can change this. Here we go. If you are unfamiliar with C2ES, we're an independent, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, and we used to be known as the Pew Center on Climate Change until a couple years ago. So this slide I wanted to put up, I got this from a really great resource called The State of Adaptation in the United States, which was recently released by EcoAdapt and Georgetown Climate Center. And this diagram really shows the state of adaptation in the U.S. It breaks down by federal, tribal, regional, state, and local efforts. And then as you can see, the darker colors show more activity, and then the lighter colors less activity. And as you can see, there's been a lot of work on planning and impacts and investments. If I can turn your attention to implementation and monitoring and evaluation, there's been quite a bit less. And so there, you know, from the resources we've seen, there's a lot on helping, especially local officials, on developing their plans, but less on implementing and monitoring and evaluating. So what we do at C2ES is try to get a broad 30,000-foot view of policies in the United States, and we do a lot of mapping to help show and compare states, for example, on their adaptation plans and all sorts of different climate action plans. And so as you can see in the bottom right, that's one of our old maps that shows which states have completed their adaptation plans, which are in progress, and which are part of their climate action plans, and how adaptation relates in that. We're developing to a new mapping platform right now that should be released within the next week or so, and I personally think it looks a lot nicer now, so we're excited about that. And as you can see in the top left, it's going to give a little bit more detail. And we're trying to hone down a little bit, besides just focusing on state and federal and international actions, on some city actions. And so right now I'm going to give just a brief demo. Now, if you guys look at this map and your screen is really small, you can click to enhance the webinar screen to your full screen so you can see the full text of this while I do this demo. And so what this is, combined with our state adaptation plans map, we've also included cities. And we wanted to do this to show and compare and get a big sort of general view of where cities are in their adaptation planning. And we've divided up into climate adaptation policies, as you can see at the bottom here, and then we go into some highlighted climate actions for each of the cities. And we eventually want to compare, you know, a good portion of the cities in the United States. There's 19,500 municipal governments in the United States. So it's very difficult for any one organization to get details on all these municipalities. Compared to states, which we've turned to before, we can really get a good view of all the 50 states and, you know, advise federal policy and advise stakeholders on what the states are doing. But to do that for cities, it's really a lot more difficult just because of the sheer number and variation in their planning and action. Oops. So I think big portion of the audience members do work in city and local government, and I think what you can do to further the efforts is to really explore partnerships and collaborate. This will really help with funding. I think a lot of funders, especially foundations, are interested in this collaboration. And also to explore partnerships with nonprofit organizations really, as Lynn said, helps with giving some free time and information resources on doing that. We've also noticed that peer-to-peer support is really important in developing these plans. A concern that I've heard from a lot of city officials is that they go to some online resources and there's just so many out there, it's really hard to tell what's the best practice to do that. And so I think those peer-to-peer relationships can really help point out some of the vulnerabilities that are specific to your city or region and specific resources to help you do that. If you're not a city official and you work with city officials, I'd really encourage them to generate some of this material and upload it to existing databases. There are a lot of existing databases out there, like the one I just showed you, that try to compare different city adaptation plans. And really, like I said, there are so many cities out there. To get a big overall picture, it's really helpful if city officials show what they've done well and show how far along they are in the process. And there's sort of these user input you can do to help show your progress. And then help us identify some knowledge gaps and show what needs to be done, because we don't know coming from this 30,000-foot view. So what we're planning to do is expand our platform and really work with other platforms to share content. And since a lot of this is user input oriented, we really like the idea of collaborating with different organizations and having that in those city plans and best practices shared, so we can again get a good view of the overall policy picture and advise federal and state policymakers. We also plan to do some in-depth research and comparative analysis, quantitatively assess how each city's progressing towards their goals, and author and publish some specific case studies. Some additional resources that are available, you guys might already know of. These are really popular ones. ICLEI, Local Governments for Sustainability, has a really great network of cities all around the world and some in the United States, too, that really can get a broad picture of, you know, best practices and where, and some tools and case studies of where local municipalities are. CAKE by EcoAdapt, they have a great database where you can input your plans, actions, and look to municipalities that have similar vulnerabilities and access their tools. And then Georgetown Climate Center has an adaptation clearinghouse with similar resources and papers and access to organizations. So with that, I think I'll leave it. I just want to give a brief demo, and I'll be happy to answer questions at the end of the program. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Scott. And if anyone does have questions for Scott, please type them into the GoToMeeting pane. And we're happy to have Scott here to share this demo, because since you mentioned the database is going live shortly, and we'll provide a lot of great examples for folks that will give some ideas on potential actions that you may want to pursue in your community, as well as strategies for partnerships and funding to develop those. So if you have information that you think would be important to this database, please feel free to reach out to Scott and share that, and also check out some of the resources that he mentioned. So before we go into our next presentation, we're going to pull up another poll question. So at which stage of the adaptation process is your organization? And we'll give folks just a moment to respond to this question. All right, Lauren, if you want to pull up the results. Thank you. So it looks like about 38% of folks have been assessing impacts and doing vulnerability assessments, which is a key first step for adaptation planning. The next most popular answer at 32% is planning and capacity building. About 20% of folks are developing resources and tools, and considerably less responded that they are focusing on implementation at 7% and monitoring evaluation at 4%, which I think definitely reflects what Scott just mentioned that C2ES has seen in their survey of local adaptation efforts. So hopefully by sharing information through databases like the one that Scott's group is organizing will help to boost implementation and